I think really the moment where everything achieved critical mass was when Jolie attached. It was sort of fascinating to, you grasp the theory of that, but to see how quickly a true A-list star moves the needle was, that was something. So there were numerous times where I thought it was going to be made and it wasn't. And then the year we went into production, I had, I don't want to say given up hope, but my sense was, it could be another long year of waiting. And then all of a sudden we were off and got to go out on set and see it come to life.
Wow. So the book came out though in 2014. Yeah. So when you write that book, were you thinking this could be a film?
No, I think if I don't view them as completely separate mediums, it would be probably disaster. And I don't personally think it's a great way to look at it anyhow. I know a lot of audience members say, well, I want to compare it to the book. And the one thing that they can never take away from me, if it's a great movie or a bad movie, my book is my book. You know, so I look at the movie as a compliment, not a competition, I guess.
Yeah. You mentioned you were on set during the filming.
Yeah.
How much were you involved?
I was involved to the extent that they kept me as far away as possible. I mean, I think the last person anyone wants to see when the filming adaptation of a book is underway is the writer of the book. But actually, Taylor Sheridan, the director, he was writer-director. He was very gracious. I felt like he kind of went out of his way to make me feel welcome. And yeah, it's just, it's a very surreal feeling to see someone. Jolie is not just an Oscar-winning talent. She has one of those uniquely famous faces. And to watch her become the character that I had been imagining was, it's really, really a special thing.
You know, I learned, if the internet is correct, at the age of 8, you were writing authors.
So that's right.
You've been doing this for a long time. What was your interest back then?
As soon as I started reading, as soon as I had that moment of understanding that someone did that as a day job, it just seemed like the world's greatest occupation. And that goes back to my parents were both big readers, and they read for pleasure, which I think that can be easily overlooked. It wasn't something that I was encouraged to do in any, or coerced to do. It was just, like going to a movie. It was something you did for fun. And I loved the idea of creating that world of story. So I've always wanted to do it.
You speak about Bloomington and IU. How much has Indiana had an impact on you?
Well, that would be hard to quantify, but I know that it's huge. I mean, when I think back to mentors and teachers and friends, everyone who has ultimately, shaped my career or given me an opportunity that ended up being really good luck, that's all here in town. You know, Don Johnson of Trace Investigations took me on as an intern in high school, which when I look back on that, he was really going out of his way. Bob Hamill was a huge influence, remains a huge influence. Michael Heffron, who is the general manager of the Herald Times, gave me my first job as a writer. So just an enormous outsized influence. It's a very literary community too. You know, it's a town that loves books.
Are there any hints of Bloomington or IU in any of your work?
In the books, absolutely. In this film, no. We're very fortunate. I finished filming so-called The River, which that was shot all on location in West Baden and French Lick. So I'll get my Hoosier story out there, hopefully sooner than later.